It's a Football Friday here on KETE, and it's time to talk New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football with the head coach of the Panthers, Mark Krueger. And Marky, a good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, before we talk about a tough matchup against the top-ranked team in the state in Blooming Prairie tonight, let's talk about last Friday, a nice win against the Medford Tigers, 39-6. Sounds like kind of a dominating performance. Give us your take and give us a recap of the victory against Medford.
Yeah, I think everything was working for us, so it was really nice after the past two losses by 1 point. It was nice to get back on track. Offense, really, we had everything, passing game and running game, and defense really held them without letting them do too much, and their one touchdown actually came against their JV, so it makes it even look even better for our defense.
So 39-6 victory, and let's talk about some of the guys that had a big offensive games. Looks like your quarterback had a nice game, and talk about your running back that's had back-to-back weeks. I think now maybe a 5 or 6 touchdowns total in the last two contests.
Yeah, I think he's had 5 touchdowns in 2 weeks and a little over about 300 yards, so he had two 100-yard-plus games, 4 of our games this year. Andrew Phillips, junior running back for us, has had over 100 yards rushing. So something, if we can keep having that go, that'd be huge for us. And that doesn't really happen about our offensive line either. We're really, really blocking really well right now. We figured a lot of our stuff out on what we do well in the run game. And if we can stick to that, we'll have a really good season to finish out this year.
Now, you mentioned, again, Phillips doing the job as your running back, but talk about the guys that are up front, because a lot of times when it comes to the media, we don't talk about the guys in the trenches, and like you just said, without them, there's no running game. Talk about the guys that make up your line.
Yeah, we have a great line, and we're a pretty sizable line, which is great for us. Our tackles, Walker Thompson and Lucas Santa, really set the edge well. Our center is Ben Chainrock, who's kind of just the steady in the middle, then our two guards, and we use them in a lot of different ways. Ralph Ressler and Maverick Knudsen. It's huge to have a great offensive line that we can do a lot of things with.
And let's mention the quarterback again from a Friday, Charlie Nissen, 4 of 9 passing. Didn't have to throw a lot, but 3 touchdowns. I'm assuming some big plays in the passing game.
Yeah, he actually had. So this is Charlie's second game starting after Porter Peterson, our first quarterback, got hurt. So Charlie started the GFW game, and now he had his first varsity touchdown pass on Friday. And Bo Budak was the main receiver we used. He had 3 touchdowns. All 3 were nice long plays. One was a 76-yard catch, actually. So some really big explosive plays from the passing game for those two.
Mark Krueger, head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football here on KETE Radio. Again, a 39-6 victory over Medford on Friday to even the season record of 3-3. And Mark, we did not get a chance to talk last week, but some quick comments. GFW, you mentioned the 2 weeks before your team had lost heartbreakers, losing by 1 point. You get beat by GFW by a point. Give us a recap real quick on the end of that game. And like you said, it was very nice the way that the boys bounced back after a couple of disappointing weeks.
Yeah, looking back, I'm very proud on how we played against GFW. We actually were down. It was 22-8 with about 4 minutes left, and we made a great comeback, 2 great drives and a good defensive stop to get us back in there. And then we went for 2 with our last touchdown and just couldn't get it done to take the lead with about a minute left. So we lost 22-21 after a very solid GFW team. We kept them in check and were able to score on them quite a bit.
3-3 on the season. Blooming Prairie is the matchup tonight on the road. 7 o'clock start against the unbeaten, top-ranked Awesome Blossoms. Mark, give us your thoughts on tonight's opponent.
They're just a fantastic team. They do a lot of things really well. I think we just need to come in. We don't have the pressure on us. We're the 3-3 team. They're the 6-0 team. So we got to come in and remember that and just kind of play loose and see what we can do. I think we have the athletes, we can match up with them. And I think just really looking at what they've played, when you look at our offensive and defensive lines, we have the best matchup for that, which gives us a lot of confidence going into this game.
Now, Mark, Blooming Prairie tonight, then a game at home on Wednesday against Waterville Elysian Morristown. I was looking at the way maybe the section is sort of shaking out, and your team is still right there in the thick of things to get a home playoff game. And I'm assuming playing at home on a Tuesday night would be pretty cool for the guys. So these last two games are still pretty important.
Yes, we really, if we can win out, it looks like we would end up with the 4 seed, maybe jump to the 3 seed. So we're really looking to, if we can pull these two games out, that'd be great for us to get that home playoff game.
Mark Krueger again, head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football on a football Friday here on Kate Radio. Again, at Blooming Prairie tonight, kickoff at 7. Mark, like always, thank you so much for the time and good luck.
Yep, thank you.